The addictive roguelike game Balatro has become one of the biggest hits of the year, mixing elements of poker and solitaire into a fiendish experience. And now my life is ruined because it's coming to mobile thanks to Apple Arcade. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade. And you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only. $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And I'm Kyle Paletto.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, EA's Black Panther game is cancelled. Oli Oli World and Roller Dome are back after being delisted months ago. And Pokemon Legends ZA gets an October release date. Here is the news for Sunday, 1st of June. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
The upcoming Black Panther game has been cancelled and the studio making it has been shut down this week. In an email to staff from EA Entertainment's president Laura Miele, Miele said the closing of Cliffhanger Games and cancellation of the game were being done to sharpen their focus and put their creative energy behind the most significant growth opportunities. Cliffhanger Games was a very new studio too. They only formed in 2023 with former developers of Middle-earth Shadow of Mordor.
We haven't actually seen much of the Black Panther game since being announced in 2023. We only really know that it was going to be a single-player action adventure and it would be open world. The email also said that the company is going to focus on a handful of franchises from now on, such as Battlefield, The Sims, Skate, and Apex Legends, and will continue to invest in its Iron Man game at Motive, the third Star Wars Jedi game, and the next Mass Effect, which really just says most of their focus is online-only games, plus they've got to pump out these last few games that they promised. Cool. Love that. Thanks, EA. Speaking of terrible corporations doing terrible things, two ripper games, Oli Oli World and Rollerdrome, have reappeared on Steam after disappearing from digital stores 4 months ago. In February, we reported that the two sleeper hits had been delisted as Take-Two decided to close developer Roll 7 and sell publisher Private Division, both of which only a handful of years after acquiring them. Well, they're back. And would you look at that? They're now published by a different Take-Two publisher, 2K.
While it may not seem like a big deal that a couple of games went dark for a few months, I think it's a really glaring example of the bloated and cynical state that the industry finds itself in, thanks to a handful of mega corporations using studios, their developers, and their IPs as cannon fodder. Isn't the whole thing meant to be about creativity, passion, and fun? Well, sometimes it doesn't feel very fun at all. Anyway, now that you have the chance, you should definitely check out Oli Oli World and Rollerdrome. They're great. Get ready to catch them all as the next Pokemon game finally has a release date. Announced on the Pokemon Company website, Pokemon Legends ZA will launch on October 16 for both the Nintendo Switch and Switch 2 editions. It's the next installment in the Legends series, taking place in Lumio City, where you and your partner Pokemon will explore the urban redevelopment, battle, and unlock its secrets.
There'll be a Pokemon Presents event on July 22nd, so I'm sure we'll see some more of the gameplay and Mega Evolutions then. And similar to some of the other Switch games, players who purchase either the physical or digital version will have the option to upgrade to the Nintendo Switch 2 edition once they get their hands on the new console. Well, we knew the writing was on the wall, but it's official. Multiverses, the Warner Brothers themed Smash Bros. Clone, is officially done again. Yesterday marked the end of the final season of content for the game, and with that, the title has been delisted from stores and playable only offline.
Players who have the game installed and have played since the 4th of February this year will automatically get a local save file for offline play next time you turn it on. The game originally launched in 2022 in early access and was taken offline in 2024 when it relaunched in one final attempt to get this plane off the ground. But in the shadow of other live service behemoths, it struggled to make an impact in that area. What a shame.
But also, of course.
There's too much.
is that bad? Like, even like the big gets that they had, like the Game of Thrones characters, were years too late for that trend. Nothing about that from the get-go looked like something that was
interesting. It was going to do well.
That's it for the headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
There's only one game developer who was brave enough to launch a game this week. And of course, it's Toby Fox, who is releasing chapters 3 and 4 of Deltarune, the quirky indie RPG. This is the definition of a cult hit. So if that's for you, make sure you check it out this Wednesday on PC.
And out on Thursday is, of course, the long-awaited Nintendo Switch 2. It comes with some launch titles like Mario Kart World and Welcome Tour, upgraded Switch games like the Zelda titles and Kirby and the Forgotten Land.
As well as those Nintendo titles are a bunch of third-party games making their debut, including Cyberpunk 2077, Split Fiction, Hogwarts Legacy, Street Fighter 6, and Civilization 7, which could be really cool with that mouse functionality. That's all out on the 5th.
And that's all the games out this week because every other studio, other than Toby Fox, was too afraid to come up against Nintendo, which honestly is fair. This is a big week.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Kyle Paletto.
And my name is Fiona Bartholomaeus. Thank you so much for listening.
We'll be covering heaps of the new Nintendo Switch 2. Make sure you keep yourself glued to sifter.com.au as Gianni digs into the brand new console. We'll have reviews for Mario Kart World, the Zelda remakes, and the hardware itself. So be sure to follow us on @SifterHQ on socials and keep it locked to sifter.com.au.
Sifter is produced by myself, Carl Paletto, Kat Jarn, Adam Christou, Courtney Smith, and Chris Button. Mitch Lowe is senior producer and Gianni DiGiovanni is Sifter's executive producer, who edited this video and the script.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcasts.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hey there, Gianni here on the latest episode of Lightmap Sifter's interview podcast. Jeff Van Dyke, the composer of Tempopo, joins us on the podcast again to share why buying every bit of new equipment, every musical instrument, is totally worth it.
Sometimes you need to like find things that inspire you. Nord Stage 3 is my keyboard here. And, you know, and I love it. But it's, all, you know, it's always there. And I tend to write the way I write when I'm there. And if I'm running out of ideas, quite simply by just jumping over to this other machine, it's a different vibe and a different idea comes in. There's knobs all over these things and you're like, whoa, what does that do? And it's like, oh, that's interesting. And that sparks the idea.
You can get every episode of Lightmap for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, on our website, sifter.com.au, or wherever you like to listen.